game moves to the bottom of the fifth inning. Evergreens are leading Antigo 8-3. Evergreens with 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Antigo with 3 runs on 3 hits, and they've committed 4 errors. Neil Breedle to lead off. Breedle's now playing the outfield. He was the starting pitcher. And he will not figure in the decision today. When he left, this was a 3-3 ball game. Swings and misses right over the top of a Ty Treader fastball. Treader has pitched very well in challenging weather conditions. Breedle grounded out to third his first time up. Sure-handed Jackson Miles got him out. Treader bounces that one in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. Beg your pardon, we're correcting the count here. 2-1. 2-1 at the plate to Breedle. Treader deals, drops in the off-speed pitch. Now, Breedle didn't know the count either. He thought that was strike three. Scoreboard and home plate umpire need to get on the same page here. In fact, it is count 2-2, and here comes the pitch. Did he check his swing there? He did not go around. Wow. Breedle thought he did. He was walking back towards the dugout there. Instead, they judge that he held up, but it's 3-2. You'll see one more pitch, and he flies this behind first base. This is in a tough spot. That is going to drop. That is a fair ball. Just drops in, and it's a hit for Breedle, who thought twice during that at-bat that he had struck out. Instead, there he is on first base. That just kind of dropped in on the wind, kind of wind blowing away from the first baseman, Hunter Gipp, who couldn't go back on it. Trevor Samuelson in right field couldn't come in fast enough. A wind-aided just inside the foul line hit. That is Antigo. Beg your pardon, had the line score wrong just a moment. This is bounced off the plate to second. The Evergreens go to second base and throw wildly. Nobody's out. That's a throwing error on Nolan Hoppe. Evergreens were hoping to turn a double play there. Instead, a wild throw to second base. And uh-oh. Antigo gets a windblown hit and an error on the Everest infield. That's the Evergreens, beg your pardon, third error today. And Antigo's best bats are coming up. Here's Sebastian Niskoyak. So again, the Evergreens pitcher Ty Treader, who's been effective on this cold weather Monday, deserves a little better defense than what's been played behind him here. Red Robins have been on first and second with nobody out. That's down low. Jelic with a good stop. Kind of popped out of his glove at first and then moved quickly to his left. It's two balls, no strikes. If Niskoyak hits safely, I bet there'd be a visit to the mound. There is no action in the Everest bullpen. Treader comes set, two balls, no strikes. Evergreens have a 5-run lead, but Antigo's looking to cut into this. Off-speed pitch, a high strike. That's a break for Ty Treader. Thought that may have been out of the strike zone. Evergreens will take it, 2-1. Red Robins looking to inch their way back into this ballgame. Off-speed pitch, outside corner again. That's a pitcher's spot, 2-2. Right-handed batting Niskoyak sees that ball breaking away from him and getting the outside corner. So Treader has battled back to two balls, two strikes. Leg kick comes home just outside, 3-2. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Evergreens have a 5-run lead that Antigo is in danger of nibbling into in this spot. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss at what was going to be ball four. Curveball was left way up high, and Niskoyak swings right through it. There is the first out of the inning. The fourth strikeout for Ty Treader. Again, Treader's consistently been around the plate. He's walked only one. Brady Renfroe has a double from his last time up. Walked two, so the Evergreens have yet to retire Renfroe. This is lefty to lefty, and that's up high for a ball. Want to keep the ball down here. The number three hitter in the Antigo order. Again, Renfro's double in the third was a well-hit ball, went all the way to the alley in left center field, but did no damage. With one out, the two batters behind him could not pick him up. That stays up high, two balls and no strikes. Again, you sure don't want to walk here. You'd load up the bases with one out. Want to go and challenge Brady Renfro. 2-0 pitch. Off-speed pitch drops in. Well, that was one to hit for Renfro. Nothing tricky about that curve. Broke in and got a lot of the plate. I think Ty Treader made a mistake there, and Renfro was unable to pull the trigger. 2-1. Checks that runner at second. Leg kick home. Curveball again. That's on the outside corner. That's the one the lefty can't do anything with. The count goes 2-2. You're a left-handed batter, so it's bending away from you. A left-hander's just going to ground that ball out to third base if you make contact. 2-2 pitch fastball hit on the ground to short. Latondras flips to second for a force. Back to first is not in time, and the throw is wild. A run will come in. The Evergreens had no chance to get that play at first base. There was no reason to try and make the turn. The Evergreens do get the second out of the inning, but Anigo gets a run in, and it's now 8-4. So the Evergreens commit a fourth error in the game. Ouch. So the runner from third comes around to score. There are now two outs. And here comes Logan Doering. Again, this is a lefty versus lefty matchup. The pitch is inside for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And Anigo had this inning start off with runners on first and second and nobody out. This is a moral victory for the Evergreens if you hold the Red Robins to just one run in this spot. Pitch there is down low. Two balls, no strikes. Eli Fleischman, who's 0 for 2, is on deck. So, I mean, maybe Treader wants to be a little bit careful with Doering, who reached on an error and flied out to right field. But again, if I'm a left-handed pitcher and it's a lefty-lefty matchup, I'm not giving an inch. Pitch there is outside, 3-0. I'd want to challenge the left-handed batters. I mean, if they beat you, you tip the cap. But left-handed batters hitting left-handed pitching is one of the most difficult situations in all of baseball. 3-0 here, taking and takes a strike, 3-1. This inning started with the Evergreens leading 8-3. The Red Robins have a run in 8-4, but there are two outs with a man on first base. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Curve is in. Again, there's the lefty versus lefty curve that the batter just can't do anything with. It's strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Ty Treader looks to end this here. He's pitched so well today. Let's see if he can find his spot in this spot. Ball is hit up the middle. And knocked down by the second baseman, Jackson Miles, but there's no play. Miles kept it from going into center field, but the inning will continue. Just reaching out and making contact on that 3-2 pitch is Logan Doering. Lead runner moves from first to third. The tying run is in the on-deck circle here. Eli Fleischman has struck out and grounded out, so he's 0 for 2. And Ty Treader will be looking to end this Red Robin uprising right here. Although the scoreboard says six, that was Antigo's fifth hit. The Evergreens have committed four errors. The Red Robins have committed four errors. Pitches down low, a ball to Eli Fleischman. Treader pitching again, bounced off the plate. Ty Treader snags it. The pitcher throws to first, and the inning is over. Anigo gets one run back, and to be honest with you, they probably needed more to claw their way back into this ballgame. The Evergreens' five-run lead takes a little trim to four. We'll go to the top of the sixth. The Evergreens lead 8-4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.4. Welcome back to Anigo. I'm Chris Conley, and the top of the sixth inning is on. Anigo is using a new pitcher. Nevin Cornelius, who had been catching, will leave aside the catching gear and will now go out to throw. The right-hander is completing his warm-ups. That means that Antigo needs a new catcher. And the new catcher is Logan Doering. So Doering, who had been pitching before, will now take over the catching. Jordan Arrowood was the most recent Antigo pitcher. Arrowood gave up three runs. All of them were earned. We will give you his pitching line in just a moment. Yeah, for Jordan Arrowood, who worked the fourth and fifth innings, three runs, three hits, no walks, no strikeouts, beg your pardon, and he walked two. One of those walked batters came around to score. Cade Sievertson was at the plate when the Evergreens had a base runner thrown out at second base. So Cade Sievertson lost a chance to hit with a man in on the bases. And he will lead off the top of the sixth inning. And the Evergreens leading 8-4. So here's the first work of this cold afternoon for Nevin Cornelius. Leg kick, swing, and a miss. Strike one. Now, Cornelius doesn't have a particularly lively fastball, but he kind of hides that ball to the last minute. Big leg kick and keeps that ball behind his shoulder before he brings it to the plate. That's a high strike. No balls and two strikes to Sievertson. And Antigo has used now a fourth pitcher in this game, and the Evergreens have asked Ty Treader to go all the way. By the way, of Antigo's four runs, how many of them you think are earned and are charged to Ty Treader's earned run average? Off-speed pitches outside, one and two. The correct answer is zero. Ty Treader has not allowed an earned run in this ballgame. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Off-speed pitch is fouled off to ball and two strikes. I wonder how Nevin Cornelius is when there's a runner on base, because Cornelius has a big leg kick and a very, very slow delivery to the plate. I mean, he's more deception than velocity. And those pitching mechanics would have to change a lot if there are runners on. Curve stays up high, two balls and two strikes. Cornelius looked to drop that one in on Sievertson, was kind of hoping that that was strike three. It was not. Instead, the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Fastball bounced up the first base side, foul. Infield umpire had to take a lively step to the right, get out of the way of that. Baseball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Sievertson singled in his last plate appearance and scored in that three-run fourth inning for the Evergreens. Temperature has dropped to 44 degrees here in Antigo, and we're feeling every degree of it. 2-2 pitch is pulled foul over the Everest dugout. The Evergreens now have action in their bullpen, so it's possible on this cold day that Ty Treader's time on the mound is coming to an end. Treader has been good today. 2-2 pitch here, and that is down low. The count goes full. So Cade Sievertson, again, he doesn't look imposing at the plate. Makes a lot of contact, and this has been a really good at-bat. Work the count full. Let's see if Sievertson wins this battle against Nevin Cornelius. Payoff pitch aimed down low, and the batter does indeed win that. Cade Sievertson has been on base all three plate appearances. Again, for a relief pitcher, you just hate to start things off with a walk. Owen Latundras to bat now. Looking to get Owen hot again. Owen singled his last time up. The best thing from today is that the Evergreens have been able to hit a little bit better. This is bunted up the third base line. He's trying to bunt for a hit there, and it rolls foul. I mean, Evergreens' team tendencies is a lot of times they have a leadoff man aboard. The Evergreens look to bunt him over. That's just how the way Coach Dave Langbin plays a lot of those situations. But Latundras was looking to push that up the third base line. He was looking to leg that out. Now everyone is looking over at the third base coach to get a sign here. See if the sacrifice is still on. 0-1 pitch. He's bunting again, and this one is going to stay in fair territory. Going to be a close play at first base. He's safe. Owen Latondras has legged out what was going to be a sacrifice. He's got himself another hit. And the Evergreens are threatening again, first and second. That was a close play at first base, called correctly, safe. The Evergreens already leading 8-4, and with nobody out, the first two men are aboard for Jackson Miles. Miles today with a hit, a walk, and a ground out. Pitches up high, double steal. Runner retreats to first base, and the lead man goes over to third. So now the Evergreens put runners on the corners. The Evergreens could again use the double steal here and try and get another run in on the cheap. One ball and no strikes. Our Antigo fans just to our left are trying to figure out how to hear our Fox Sports broadcast. We will engage them between innings. Which is a little bit unusual. I'm standing right next to the guys trying to hear us on the radio. I'm sure they'll tell me about it in a minute. Ball is down low. This is a wild pitch. The runner thought about coming in from third and retreats. Did not quite get far enough away from the catcher during. And there will be runners now at second and third, but that wild pitch did not cost Antigo a run. Jackson Miles could bring in runs 9 and 10 for the Evergreens now if he hits to the outfield. He's ahead in the count, two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It's a little inside, 3-0. Another big bat for the Evergreens. Brady Sendelbach awaits in the on-deck circle. Got to be like a shark here. Got a sense that the blood is in the water in this spot. 3-0 pitch. I'd give Jackson the green light. Drive in these two runs. He is taking, and he takes a strike, 3-1. No problem there. You'll get another pitch to hit here. I mean, Nevin Cornelius will not want to load up the bases, so this is a hitter's spot. Nobody out. Second and third for the Evergreens. That's down low, ball four. That also bounced away from the catcher, but not far enough for the runner to come in from third base. Nobody out, and the bases are loaded with Evergreens. Sendelbach's got a hit, reached on an error, sacrifice fly. He's scored twice and has himself a 3 RBI afternoon. So Brady Sendelbach getting it done for the Evergreens today. Sendelbach on the season now with the 3 more runs batted in leads the team. He has 13 runs batted in the Evergreens' first 9 games. First ball hitting, it's lifted to center field. The Evergreens are going to try and tag the runner here. Caught in center. Wow, the runner did not get a good jump. Ball is thrown wildly into the infield. The run will come in anyway on a throwing error. Oh, my. The Evergreens did not have the sacrifice set up. The runner at third was hesitant about whether he was coming home. The center fielder threw the ball in anyway and throws wildly. That's a 5th error on the Red Robins today, and the Evergreens get another run in. It's 9-4. And Trevor Samuelson will bat. I guess for the Red Robins, the best news is that there was indeed an out recorded on the play. Trevor Samuelson will hit. There are runners at second and third. The runners all moved up on the throwing error, too, and Samuelson takes a strike. Trevor Samuelson today, 2-for-3. Another RBI possibility here. Hit to the outfield brings in two more, and that is outside, one ball and one strike. Yeah, for the Red Robins, that throw, again, a throw that was unnecessary as the Evergreens had made a base-running mistake and had botched the sacrifice from third, cost them another run. And here's a fly ball, foul ground, out of play, one ball and two strikes. Hunter Gipp is one of the few Evergreens who has not hit safely in this game. He awaits on deck. And with one out, he's going to get a turn to hit. Let's see what Trevor Samuelson can do here. Waiting on a 1-2 pitch that's a curve that stays way up high. Either slipped out of the pitcher's hands or the release point was smudged there. 2-2. Evergreen's after today. You hope the heater is going on the bus. Like to get onto a nice warm bus for the ride back home. Evergreens will be off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 2-2 pitch bounced off the plate. Slow roller. The Evergreens are going to get a run out of this. The only plays to first base. The shortstop, Eric Langseth, has thrown out Trevor Samuelson. But Samuelson will get a run in for the Evergreens. It's 10-4. Two outs now. The trail runner also advanced on the play to third base. So that is a Samuelson RBI. Here's Hunter Gipp. Two outs and a man on third, and the Evergreens' lead is at six. Hunter Gipp checked his swing. It'll cost him a strike. Evergreens' Hunter Gipp was hot at the plate early in the season, has cooled off a little bit. Still, 7 of 28 for the year. And that ball is hit down the first base line in foul ground. No play, no balls and two strikes. The Evergreens had someone warming up in the bullpen between innings. There is no action now. Ty Treader is on deck if Hunter Gipp can keep the inning going, but I believe the Evergreens will send out a new pitcher for the bottom of the sixth and then hopefully to close out this game in the bottom of the seventh. The Evergreens are up by six. It's 10-4. Still a man on third base here for Gipp, and that pitch is down low. One ball and two strikes. Anago crowd is still sticking around. They're not giving up on their team on what is now a cold afternoon. It's been windy throughout. We had some rain earlier. Play under overcast skies, and temperatures have fallen into the mid-40s. 1-2 pitch. Hit right back to the mound, and Hunter Gipp's going to be retired. Nevin Cornelius snags it, and the inning comes to an end. The Evergreens add two more runs, two walks, an error, and only one hit. Our new score as we go to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Evergreens 10, the Red Robins 4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Call on Trevor Samuelson to hopefully get the final six outs of the ball game. I'm Chris Conley, Samuelson to take over for the Evergreens, taking over for Ty Treader. I'll give you Ty Treader's line in just a moment. For the life of me, I don't know why someone steps on that court on purpose. My goodness. Anago sends 6, 7, and 8 up to the plate. Trevor Samuelson, this is his second pitching appearance of the season. He worked three innings and did not allow a run in the Evergreens conference win over Wausau East. And that was a cat and mouse, tooth and nail game. Game that went 10 innings. Finished regular innings at 1-1. The Evergreens eventually in the 10th made it 3-1 and then held on for a 3-2 win. But by then, Samuelson was out of the ballgame. Nevin Cornelius, who is now the opposing pitcher, ready to work against Samuelson. So again, the Evergreens show a couple of left-handed pitchers here. Samuelson's leg kick coming home outside ball one. Now, I thought in the three innings of work that Samuelson was a little bit rusty the first time. You might expect that. Samuelson was nursing a sore, arm or shoulder from the football season. So got his baseball season, at least his pitching season, off to a little bit of a late start. Pitch here is up high, two balls and no strikes. Again, you're just a little bit hesitant to use your best pitcher. That's Trevor Samuelson. On kind of a cold day like this with a six-run lead, do you need him in this spot? He's inside there, three balls and no strikes. Big velocity, but Samuelson's yet to find the plate. I know exactly what the thinking is. You're figuring that Samuelson's probably got some rust to work off. That was certainly the thinking, too, when he pitched against Wausau East. But I would want a guy like him who's coming back from a little bit of an injury, work him on a warm day like we had on Saturday. Fastball there is right at the knees. There's Trevor Samuelson's spot. Three balls and one strike. Working against Nevin Cornelius. The wind has picked up even more. You feel it. You probably hear it, too, against our Fox Sports microphones. 3-1 pitch fouled off. So Samuelson has battled back to three balls and two strikes. You could almost imagine it sleeting here. It's not, but it could. I mean, it's just getting cold and windy. and a little bit of rain is starting to fall again outside. Trevor Samuelson awaits and is about ready for a 3-2 pitch. Coming home, aimed it down low, that's ball four. And Samuelson has walked the first man that he faces. Let me give you the line on Ty Treader, who figures to be the winning pitcher unless Antigo has a 6 or 7 run comeback in them. Ty Treader worked 5 innings, 4 runs, none of them were earned. Again, the Evergreens have committed 4 errors in this game. Ty Treader was reached for 5 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1, and it is indeed raining again. Antigo has Elliot Orgman, who was being DH'd for. He has to take his turn at bat now as the DH is no longer in the game. First pitch there is down low. So Samuelson, in relief, is having a little trouble finding the strike zone. Elliot Orgman is taking his first time at bat in the game. Samuelson's leg kick coming home almost hit him. Pops away from the catcher. It's a wild pitch. Runner will advance from first to second. So Trevor Samuelson, a walk, now a wild pitch. And 5 of his first 7 pitches for this outing are out of the strike zone. I'm not sure if this is going to be a true judge of Trevor Samuelson's pitching ability or even where he's at this stage of the season. You're just pitching in this cold and difficult condition. That's hard. That pitch was going to be a strike. Instead, it's fouled off. 2 balls and 1 strike. I mean, Samuelson appears to be pitching in a pretty safe spot here. The Evergreens have a 10-4 lead. So this is not what you would refer to. I mean, what, the new catchphrase in baseball is a high leverage situation? This isn't like that. 2-1 pitch, Samuelson to Orgman. And that ball is hit to right field. It's a single. Runner at second is going to stop at third base, and the Evergreens throw it back in. Antigo has the first two aboard and runners at first and third. And here comes Jordan Arrowood. Arrowood is 0-for-2 against Ty Treader and will probably be happy to see someone other than Ty Treader throwing here. Again, can Antigo get enough runs back to make the 7th inning interesting? We're playing the bottom of the 6th here. Evergreens put up 2 runs in their half of this inning, so they made an 8-4 lead, a 10-4 lead now. There's a strike from Samuelson. Again, Trevor looked like he took something off there, and maybe that's where Trevor Samuelson wants to be. You don't need to overthrow in this spot. You need to be within yourself. The Evergreens do not have action in the bullpen, which just tells me that Trevor Samuelson's going to work the 6th and 7th. He throws over to first, almost threw wildly. Don't do that. 6-run lead. Your business is at home plate. Where Samuelson's ahead in the count, 2 balls and 1 strike. He is coming home here, swing and a miss, strike 2. That's on the outside corner and away from Jordan Arrowood. Antigo officially lists their record online as 2 wins and 1 loss. They've played more games than that. I think they've played some games down at the Woodside Complex. Inside corner, strike 3. Jordan Arrowood is retired. Jordan is likely ending an 0-for-3 afternoon. Here comes Neil Brettel. Brettel pitched innings 1 and 2 and has been in the outfield since then. Singled his last time up and scored one of Antigo's 4 runs. He's 1-for-2 today. He's batting here with runners at first and third and 1 out. And Samuelson steps off. And Samuelson walked the first batter he faced, then gave up a single. Comes back to strike out Jordan Arrowood and looks to keep that rolling here with Brettel at the plate. Pitch here is a strike. That's good. So Samuelson, you know what? Looks like he's finding his spot there. Just sure the last couple of pitches looks more comfortable on the mound. Again, the cold weather, it's hard to feel your fingers. Throws over to first base. He almost got him. field umpire judges safe there. That was very close at first base. Hunter Gipp snapped that tag down on the back of the diving back runner. That was close. 0-1. Coming home. That's way up high. One ball and one strike. I mean, I'm just sitting here in our broadcast location, and I can tell you that my fingers are a little stiff. Imagine how hard it must be to grip and throw a baseball, and then to do all the things you ask the pitchers to throw these days. Throw a cutter, throw a curve, throw a four-seam fastball, a throw over to first again, and the runner just dives back safely. Again, with the six-run lead that the Evergreens are enjoying now, I'd love to see Samuelson focused on getting the batter, Breedel, out, where it's one ball and one strike. Coming home here, and that's almost wild. Way outside. Two balls and one strike. As the Evergreens ask their pitcher, Trevor Samuelson, a senior, to work through this sixth inning. I can remember when Samuelson made his varsity debut as a sophomore, swing and a miss. Remember that well. Pitched up in Lakeland and was effective. And again, he was a lefty pitcher that just said, yeah, lefty that can throw hard. He's gotten even better since then. Had a really good junior year. Even the count 2-2 as Breedel swung and missed at the last one. Just waved at it outside, looking for a strikeout bid here. Coming home, bounce that one in the plate. Runner's going to go on a wild pitch. Take second base. Runner's now at second and third. And the count is full. Samuelson working to Breedel. Want to get an out here. Top of the Antigo batting order comes up next. 3-2 pitch just inside, ball four. The bases are loaded with Red Robins. Again, the Evergreens are up by six. So Antigo has to do a little more to make this interesting, to make this a high leverage spot. But with one out, the bases are loaded. Eric Langseth is 1-for-3 today. This, again, is lefty to lefty. Someone off to our left just said this is football weather. They're right. Strike one on the outside corner. That is still the weirdest thing about doing high school sports broadcasts in Wisconsin. We'll play football with temperatures in the 80s and 90s in August. That feels like baseball weather. It's not. And then we'll play baseball on these really cold April afternoons with temperatures in the 40s. That's not baseball weather. Football weather. Strike two on the outside corner. As Samuelson looks to find that outside against Eric Langseth. He's ahead in the count here, 0-2. Bases are full of Red Robins. One out, bottom of the sixth, so it's late. That pitch is way up high. One ball and two strikes. Again, I mean, regular pitching tells you that at 0-2, the next pitch should not be too fat. But I think Samuelson's got such good velocity. Lefty on lefty, challenge the batter here. Strikeout sure is the pitcher's friend in this spot with the bases full. Samuelson comes home, and that is just low. 2-2. Again, and he's looking for the outside corner, something that cuts or breaks away. That one was just out of the zone. For a lefty batter, Langseth did a good job not going for that, laying off that pitch. Two balls and two strikes. Leg kick and coming home again. This ball is hit foul down the third baseline. Baseball on Fox Sports is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Injured? Why wait till tomorrow? You can see an orthopedic specialist today at one of our walk-in locations. Medford, Plover, and Wausau, Monday through Friday. Saturdays in Wausau and online at bonejoint.net. After the foul ball, ready to do it again at two balls and two strikes. And that's off speed. It hit him. And that will cost the Evergreens a run. Eric Langseth has been hit by a pitch. Got a sting on a cold day. It will sting less when you'll get credit for an RBI with putting your body in the way of that batted ball. Ouch. I see that once again, on this cold day, Mr. Conley has fouled his scorecard. And now Coach Dave Langman will come out and pay a visit to the mound and have a talk with Trevor Samuelson. Again, you know, hindsight is always 20/20 with all things baseball. This may not have been the world's greatest spot to use Samuelson just because of the weather and poor conditions. I know the good ones perform in everything, but, I mean, here's a guy that's coming back from injury, getting his season off to a slow start, and you ask him to pitch in, you know, cold 40-degree weather. Sebastian Muscoviac will bat. There's still just one out. The run that scores makes it 10-5. Muscoviac today has struck out twice and is 0-3, and he swings and misses there. I mean, what Antigo really needs to stay out of in this spot is the double play. Can't have a double play here. That would snuff out the inning and the rally. Pitch there, swing and a miss. Strike two. Awaiting on deck, Brady Renfro, who's probably the best bat in the Red Robins lineup. Pitch here is inside, a ball and two strikes. For the Red Robins, that's Orgman at third. Bradle is the runner at second, and Eric Langseth, who was just hit by a pitch, is the runner at first base. The count is a ball and two strikes with one out. Coming home, this is a fly ball to left field. It's in the wind, and it drops in, and one run will come in. A wind-blown ball that was not going to have enough hang time for the shortstop Owen Latondras to make a play on it and was not hit deep enough for either of the Everest outfielders to come in. It's 10-6. So Antigo gets back the two runs that they allowed earlier. A hit. The other runner, the second runner, could not come around to score there. You had to assume that there might be a chance that a play would be made. Bases are still loaded. Brady Renfro to hit. Takes ball one. We have a little more rain falling, too. Again, 40s and raining, and a tough spot to ask Trevor Samuelson to work. The Red Robins have kind of clawed their way back into the game. Here's a fly ball left field. It's in the left field corner. It's in foul ground, and there's no room there for Tommy Alston to make a play in the outfield. Beg your pardon, that is not Alston. That is Ty Treader, the starting pitcher. Went over to take a look there. Yeah, Ty Treader is now in left field. Bases are loaded. There have been two walks, a hit batter, and only two hits in this inning. Waiting on a 1-1 pitch, and that's outside. Two balls and one strike. Again, I feel for Trevor Samuelson having to go out there in just these less than ideal conditions. Behind in the count here, 2-1. This is hit off the ground, and it gets through the right side, just out of the reach of the second baseman, Nolan Hoppe. One run will come in. Two runs will come in. The Red Robins have fought their way back into this game. It's 10-8. That ball was not hit particularly hard, just out of the range of the Evergreen second baseman. There is still only one out. And it is the Evergreens who are just going to have to sweat this one out. Antigo has four runs in, and it's 10-8. Runners on first and second. Logan Doering to hit. He's 1-for-3 today. The tying runs are now on base first and second, and Doering at the plate is the go-ahead run as we play the bottom of the sixth inning. Yeah, the Evergreens were up 10-4 at the start of this inning, and Antigo has put up four. There's a pitch down low to During, ball one. And now the Evergreens will get some action in their bullpen. This is probably the last batter if we don't get an out here. There's only one out in the inning. Trevor Samuelson could get an early hook. This ball is popped up. Foul ground, no play. Home plate umpire looking around for another ball to get put in play. Wow, the wind is now blowing some of this wet into our broadcast location. My goodness. One ball and one strike, which makes this officially a miserable afternoon. Playing through the weather. And the Evergreens are scuffling along as Antigo bats in the bottom of the sixth. There's a swing and a miss. During is over the top of the high cutter. It's one ball and two strikes. On deck is 0 for 4, Eli Fleischman, which is another reason why Samuelson wants to get During here. He sees a path out of this inning right now. He's ahead in the count 1 and 2, and Samuelson steps off the rubber. And now he's going to ask his catcher, Jellick, to come out and talk with him. They're going to have a brief conference here. Baseball is brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics. Wausau, Antigo, Merrill, 715-842-5688 for DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Conference is over. Rain's coming down a little heavier now. 1-2 pitch. Checked his swing. Did he go? Evergreen's got to appeal that. Did he go? No, he did not. And that's the correct call. Yeah, he didn't cross the plate there. Held up. Two balls and two strikes. Trevor Samuelson would have loved a break. Going to have to earn whatever he gets with Logan During. During hits fourth in the Antigo batting order. Lefty to lefty. 2-2 pitch fouled off up the first base side. Again, give Antigo credit. They haven't given up in this game. Evergreens led 3-0. Antigo put up three more runs in their half of the first inning. Evergreens then scored five unanswered runs and led 8-3. Evergreens built their lead up to 10-4. And the last four have belonged to the Red Robins, 10-8 now as we play the bottom of the sixth inning. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball to left field. Ty Treader is coming in. Beg your pardon. Shortstop goes back out. Owen Latondras makes the catch. Latondras records the second out. Eli Fleischman is the ninth Red Robin to bat. There are two outs. The Everest lead is down to two, and there are two men on base. Fleischman represents the go-ahead run. Fleischman today has struck out looking, has tapped back to the mound, and grounded out on the infield, and he takes strike one at the knees. Again, Fleischman just hasn't done much with the bat in this game, which is why Trevor Samuelson needs to end this inning right here and now. He's ahead 0-1. Leg kick home. That's high and away. One ball and one strike. So maybe the Evergreens will need some additional runs in their half of the inning. The Evergreens send 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order to hit in the seventh. Hopefully they'll still have the lead when they get up. This ball is hit down the line to right field. There's room there making the catch in right field to retire the Evergreens. Want to double check just who that right fielder was because he was moving over to the line. Trevor Samuelson was the original right fielder. Someone else has come in to play right field for the Evergreens, and he's just made the catch that strands the tying runs on base. We're going to the seventh. The Evergreens' lead is smaller, but still there. D.C. Everest 10, Antigo 8. The seventh inning is on in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM. Welcome back to Antigo. We go to the seventh inning, and this game, you know, you just thought that the Evergreens were going to cruise on to a victory, and sometimes it doesn't work out that way. The Evergreens started the sixth inning with a 10-4 lead. Anigo has pushed four runs across to make it 10-8. Evergreens got out of that sixth inning with Anigo with two men on and the go-ahead run at the plate. Brady Renfro is coming on to pitch for Anigo. He is the fifth Red Robin pitcher to work in this game. He's a lefty. Nevin Cornelius, who worked the sixth inning, allowed two runs, just one of them earned. In fact, you know, a throwing error from the outfield figures big in this game now that it's a two-run lead for the Evergreens. The Evergreens had a man on third base and a fly ball to the outfield, and the runner did not go back to tag up, so had to retreat to the bag, and the center fielder threw the ball in as if there was going to be a play at the plate. There wasn't going to be, and the throw was wild, allowed the runner to come in from third base. Here's Ty Treader to bat for the Evergreens against Brady Renfro. Ty takes strike one. Treader is hoping that he'll come out of here as the winning pitcher. Renfro now with strike two on the outside corner. Ty Treader today is 0-3. Again, Treader worked innings 1 through 5 today. He's just out on strikes. Called third strike. Ty Treader sees just three pitches from Brady Renfro, and down he goes. So Nevin Cornelius worked one inning. He allowed two runs. Only one of them was earned. The second one unearned, again, because of that throwing error from the outfield, which now figures big. He allowed one hit. Did not strike out anyone and walked two. Brady Hazer to take his turn at bat, and he takes strike one. Wow, Brady Renfro works quickly. In fact, Brady Hazer is right to step out here. That pitch was a ball. It's 1-1. Again, Renfro wants to throw again immediately. Swing and a miss way out in front of it. Looking ahead to Anigo's seventh inning. They have 6, 7, and 8 in their batting order due up. Off-speed pitch, drops in, call strike 3. Brady Hazer is out. So Brady Renfro, on to work the 7th inning, strikes out the first two men that he faces. Dalton Zulliger. Is that Dalton Zulliger in right field who made that catch? Yes, it was, sir. Dalton Zulliger made the catch that ended the 6th inning and will bat here in the 7th with two outs and none on. Pitches down low. Dalton Zulliger has been used a lot as a courtesy runner this year. Pitches a strike, 1-1. Brady Renfro is by far the best pitcher that we've seen from the Red Robins so far this season. Ball and a strike. Off-speed pitch drops in. That's a nice pitch, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Be interesting to see, too, who the Evergreens send out to the mound to work the bottom of the seventh inning, defending this two-run lead. Pitch stays up high. Zulliger laid off of it. Two balls and two strikes. So the question is, can the Evergreens get the final three outs before Anigo gets the final two runs they need? Swing, and that's a call, strike three. Dalton Zulliger is down on strikes. Brady Renfro, that was an impressive seventh inning. He strikes out the side, made quick work of the Evergreens. So the Evergreens are going to try and make this two-run lead stand up. It's Anigo's final at-bat as we go to the bottom of the seventh. D.C. Everest 10, Anigo 8 on Fox Sports Radio AM 13. Welcome back to Anigo. I'm Chris Conley. Last at-bat coming up for the Red Robins on a rainy Monday afternoon. Just looked at the temp, 42 degrees. Raining, cold, and miserable, the Evergreens are not going to send out Trevor Samuelson for a second inning of work. Nolan Hoppe, side-winding, side-arm throwing right-hander, is completing his warm-up tosses. Nolan Hoppe comes on in a save situation in what is now a two-run game. The Evergreens had built their lead up as many as six. Anigo made things interesting, loading up the bases, getting four runs in the sixth inning. And now the Evergreens are looking to hold on. Nevin Cornelius. Nevin Cornelius worked out a walk to start off the sixth inning. Give you Trevor Samuelson's line. Again, Trevor Samuelson not particularly effective today, but, I mean, it's lousy pitching condition. So, I mean, put an asterisk by all of this. Trevor Samuelson worked one inning, gave up four runs, all were earned. Three hits, walked two, hit a batter, and had one strikeout. And you know what? The pitching conditions aren't all that good for anyone else either. So Nolan Hoppe sent out to try and get the final three runs. Both teams have committed five errors in this game. Again, the fielding hasn't been good, but, I mean, it's been windy. These are just tough conditions to play in. The Evergreens, with a win here, would get themselves back above 500 for the season. Nolan Hoppe sidewinds home and drops in strike one. It's an off-speed pitch, too. Nolan Hoppe holds that set for a long time, so he's kind of deceptive, too, with his pitching. Again, Antigo walking into the Last Chance Saloon with three outs to work with and two runs to find. Nolan Hoppe looking to close this one out. Ground ball to short. Owen Latondras got it. Throws across the diamond. He throws low and in the dirt and safe. I think I would score that a hit. I'm not sure that the throw would have gotten there in time anyhow. That is a hit. Error. Nope, beg your pardon. That'll be scored a hit. So the tying run comes to the plate. Elliot Orgman singled his last time up. Strike one. Nolan Hoppe is right around the plate a lot. Again, Hoppe, too, because this is an unusual side-winding delivery. The release point is down just above the belt line when Nolan Hoppe throws. I mean, he's working more on deception, too. That's not a particularly fast fastball. He throws over to first base trying to keep that runner close. So Antigo is trailing by two. They get the leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the seventh inning. There's no one out. 0-1 pitch. That's down low. One ball and one strike. Again, Hoppe is a slow and deliberate worker. Again, neither team wants to lose this game, obviously. There is no one who would be enthusiastic about extra innings on a day like this, right? Right. We want a win or a loss. We want a decision here. That is outside two balls and one strike. Hoppe working to Elliot Orgman. Orgman was originally DH'd for, then had to bat for himself when the DH was lifted. Batters ahead in the count here. Two balls and a strike. Hoppe is coming home. This is a fly ball. First base side. Is there room? It's in foul ground. It is out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Ah, here's our relief radio announcer coming over right now. The JV game is over, and some of the Everest coaches are coming over as well. Waiting on a 2-2 pitch. Hoppe comes set. Coming home. And this ball is hit over the head of the second baseman and into the outfield. Jackson Miles, playing second base, tried to climb up the ladder, just not tall enough. Needed a guy who was 6'3 or 6'4 at second base there. So Elliot Orgman reaches safely. And Antigo has men on first and second with nobody out. Jordan Arrowwood is 0-for-3, two strikeouts. And he'll have to bat against Hoppe. He's the winning run at home plate. Everest coach Dave Langbin has asked for time. And the Evergreens will huddle up their entire infield here. As coach Dave Langbin is taking a very slow walk out to the pitcher's mound. Nolan Hoppe has given up singles to the first two batters that he's faced. And there's still no one out. See if the Evergreens, this pitching trip to the mound, could very much be to simply talk defensive strategy about how you want to handle balls that are hit in play and what you want to do here. I don't think the Evergreens are making a pitching change in this spot. home plate umpire is walking out towards the pitcher's mound, so this conference is going to be broken up. I would almost yell out to them and say, come on, guys, it's a cold afternoon. Are the Evergreens making a pitching change here? Because now Coach Dave Langbin and the home plate umpire are consulting lineup cards. And the Evergreens are indeed going to the bullpen. Nolan Hoppe fails to record an out and gives up two hits. Tell you in just a moment who the new Everest pitcher is. Nolan Hoppe will exit the ballgame here. The Evergreens are making a pitching change. And Brady Sendelbach will come in to pitch. Sendelbach had been DH'd for earlier in the game. Sendelbach had been the DH for the Evergreens. So Sendelbach will use his glove for the first time as he heads out to the pitcher's mound, warm-up tosses. So Sendelbach comes in a tricky spot. Sendelbach's a senior now, high-velocity fastball. And the Evergreens are going to ask Brady Sendelbach to get the three outs in this game. And he'll be operating with the tying runs on base. If you are just joining us, our score is 10-8. The Evergreens have not trailed in this game, but Antigo has not gone away either. The Evergreens scored three in the first. Antigo answered with three of their own in the first. The Evergreens got two more in the third to reestablish the lead and added three more in the fourth. So the Evergreens were up 8-3. Antigo got a run in the fifth to make it 8-4. Then the Evergreens add two more runs in the fifth inning. One of them was unearned, a run that may very well come back to bite Antigo here. So Antigo came up to bat in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 10-4, but they've been a never-say-die team. They got four runs across to make it 10-8. And batting here in their last chance, bottom of the seventh, it's a 10-8 ball game. There's nobody out, and there are men on first and second. Brady Sendelbach, a right-hander, he'll be the third Everest pitcher into the game today. Wow, he's looking to bunt here against Sendelbach, looking to move the runners over. He pulls the bat back at ball one. Sendelbach has got to throw a strike here. Again, they're looking to bunt the runners into scoring position. The tying runs would move up to second and third with a successful sacrifice here. Squaring again, looking to bunt. Ball's popped up back towards the screen. No play on it. Foul ball. Again, at every level of high school baseball, getting the sacrifice bunt down is a struggle. Just the players, when they're taking their batting practice, when they're trying to work on their offense, they're just focused on other things. So a lot of players have trouble getting the bunt down in this spot. Pitch here takes strike two, one ball and two strikes. And you know, here your coach wants to move runners from first and second to second and third. That would give you one out and two chances to knock those runners in. And you got a batter here that's struggling to get the bunt down. It's one ball and two strikes. Samuelson throwing to Jordan Arrowwood. Leg kick coming home, fouls it off. So the bunt comes off with two strikes. And he gets to hit away, a ball and two strikes. Said this before, it's one of the rare situations in baseball where a batter gets rewarded for being unsuccessful. If you can't get the sacrifice down twice and you get two strikes, well, then you suddenly get to swing away. Of course, a bunted ball with two strikes, and you're out. 1-2 here. Runners are not going. And that ball's a slow roller. Sendelbach makes the play to third. He got him. The lead runner is cut down. Brady Sendelbach, the pitcher, got off the mound on a tapper off the plate and cuts down the lead runner at third base. There's the first out in the inning. Sendelbach, on in relief, erases the lead runner, Nevin Cornelius, out at third. One out. The tying runs are still on base at first and second. Neil Brettel comes to bat. Brettel could still be the losing pitcher and could get himself off the hook here. Pitches inside for a ball. Evergreens have Evan Garski, who's catching now. Ball popped off of Garski's glove, but the runner at second did not advance, didn't go far enough away. One ball and no strikes. Sendelbach to Brettel, strike. One ball and one strike. Should the Evergreens manage to get this win, you just feel the whole team would exhale. And then I would believe it's cold enough that everyone's going to be on the bus really, really fast. Waiting on a 1-1 pitch. Sendelbach checks that runner at second base. Leg kick, he's coming home. This is a fly ball to right field. It's sinking, coming in, making a diving catch. It is not able to come up with it. My goodness. And the bases are loaded with Red Robins. The runner from second base could not come all the way around. They had to see if the Evergreens were going to make a play on that ball. The bases are loaded with one out on a ball that just sank in front of the Evergreens right fielder. Anigo gets to the top of the order with Eric Langseth to hit. Still 10-8, no runs scored there, but the bases are now loaded. Instead of runners at first and second, they are now full, first, second, and third. Every fly ball in these windy and cold conditions has been an adventure. Ball hasn't really been carrying all that well today, but in just the fly balls, you just see them. They've just been dancing when they're up in the air. Pitch is down low, ball one. Score is still 10-8. There's one out. With the bases loaded, the Evergreens play the first and third baseman in even with the bag. Second and short play for a double play, which would end the ball game in this spot. And Brady Sendelbach has to throw strikes. You don't want to walk in a run in this spot. Off-speed pitch. It is a hit down the right field line. One run is in. There's going to be a play at the plate for the second run. Two runs are in. Anigo has tied this ball game. Eric Langseth with a line drive single to right. And the Red Robins have come all the way back. The score is 10-10. And there are runners at second and third. Anigo could come all the way back and win this game. One out. And that's the winning run there at third base for Sebastian Niskowiak. The Evergreens will bring the outfield all the way in because a sacrifice fly would win the game. The Evergreens play the infield in because you have to cut that runner from third down. So Anigo could come all the way back and win this thing. They've already come back to tie the game. There's strike one. That was a high strike, and the Anigo fans wondering about that. So the Evergreens have given back a three-run lead from earlier in the game and have now coughed up a six-run lead. 0-1 pitch. A strike. No balls and two strikes. This is a big pitch here coming up for Sendelbach because if he can get the strikeout, the Evergreens will have two outs and can then play the infield back, hoping to get this game to extra innings. Batter asks for time. It is granted. Sendelbach steps off as well. And now the batter steps out again as Sendelbach was taking a long time looking in at his catcher. It's Evan Garski who is catching here. Infield in, outfield in, that runner at third base would win the ball game for the Red Robins. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Hit off the plate, roller up the third base line. That's a foul ball, just foul. You know, if that ball stayed fair, what the heck would happen there? Jackson Miles would have had to make a strong throw to first base, and the runner could have tried to come in and score. That's probably a break for the Evergreens if that ball stayed foul. 0-2. I mean, Anigo can take a chance and try and push that runner from third again. It would only be the second out if they're unsuccessful. 0-2. Evergreens need the strikeout here, and this is a fly ball foul down the third base line. If that was in fair territory, would have been deep enough to score a run and give the Red Robins the lead. Instead, we'll do it again. Again, Brady Sendelbach. Got a fielder's choice out, but has given up two hits since coming in. So the Evergreens pitching has just not been able to close out the Red Robins. Rain still falling. Cold afternoon. Quick conference at the mound is over. It's no balls and two strikes. The runner at second base is meaningless. The runner at third would win the ball game here. 0-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. Got him! Brady Sendelbach strikes out Sebastian Niskowiak. That's the second out of the inning. Here comes Anigo's cleanup hitter, Brady Renfro. And the Evergreens issue a courtesy walk to him. An intentional walk. Brady Renfro will walk down to first base. It does set up a force at any base. With two outs, the Evergreens can play the infield back. The Evergreens here are hoping to get to extra innings, and Logan Doering is hoping to win the ballgame. During today is 1-for-4. He has a single. Here comes the pitch. First pitch, strike one. Again, this game is now tied 10-10. Evergreens can now play the outfield back at regular depth, and the infield is standard depth 2. 0-1 pitch is down low. It's a ball and a strike. Let's not forget, too, the bases are loaded, so you can't walk this batter. That would end the ball game. So Sendelbach's got to throw strikes. Evergreens didn't think they'd be using Brady Sendelbach in this game. Off-speed pitch, swing, and a miss. Wow, he swung at what would have been a ball. So instead of two balls and one strike, it's one ball and two strikes. Brady Sendelbach is one pitch away from getting us to extra innings. Sendelbach looks in at Garski, his catcher. And the left-handed batter Doering asks for time and steps out. Well, things sure have gotten exciting. Evergreen's unable to get the final outs here in this seventh inning. 1-2 pitch, leg kick off speed down low, bounces away from the catcher. The runner is going to score from third base, and the game is over. Anigo comes all the way back to beat the Evergreens. The run scores from third on a wild pitch. The final score is 11-10. On a cold afternoon, that's a tough loss for the Evergreens, and credit where credit is due. The Red Robins did not give up on the kind of miserable day where you could almost pack it in when you fall from behind. Anigo comes from six runs down and stuns the Evergreens 11-10. Back to recap in 2 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Anigo. I'm Chris Connolly. There is no joy in Mudville this afternoon. The Evergreens had a 10-4 lead, and the Anigo Red Robins come all the way back in the late innings to post an 11-10 win. Anigo was trailing 10-4 when we started the bottom of the sixth inning. They pushed four runs across and got themselves within two. Anigo delivered four hits off of Evergreens relief pitchers Nolan Hoppe and Brady Sendelbach to tie the game. And the Red Robins got the winning run in on a Brady Sendelbach wild pitch, allowing the runner to score from third. So four runs in the sixth and three runs in the seventh. And Antigo did not give up in this game, and the Evergreens, struggling in very cold conditions, just didn't have the pitching to get the final outs in this game. The Red Robins, with 11 runs on 12 hits, they committed 5 errors and left 8 men on base. The Evergreens, with 10 runs on 8 hits, they also committed 5 errors and left 6 on base. Brady Sendelbach takes the loss for the Evergreens in relief, and Brady Renfro, who worked a 3-up, 3-down seventh inning, he struck out the side. By far the most effective pitcher for either team of the game is the winning pitcher, with 3 outs in the seventh inning, holding the Evergreens. The Evergreens drop below 500 for the first time this season with the loss. They are now 4-5, and the Evergreens will have a couple of days to think about this one, too. They're next in action on Friday at home against Medford. It was 51 degrees when we started this game. It is 41 degrees in just a cold and windy rain as time runs out on the Evergreens and Antigo comes all the way back. Congratulations to our host, the Antigo Red Robins. A very tough defeat for the DC Everest Evergreens. Again, repeating our final score, Antigo with 4 in the 6th and 3 in the 7th come all the way back to beat the Evergreens 11-10. That wraps up our Fox Sports broadcast today. Safe ride home, Everest fans, and we'll speak to you later this week. I'm Chris Conley. You've been listening to DC Everest High School Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.